The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, June 17th. We'll tell you which six states are seeing record numbers of new COVID-19 cases and why there are new fears about a Trump campaign rally that one official called a perfect storm for the virus. Also, why the U.S. is suing to stop a tell-all book from making it to the public. Plus, a new promising and affordable COVID treatment, retail sales rebound, and the calculation that shows aliens might really exist in our galaxy. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. As more of the country reopens, new COVID-19 infections are hitting record highs in six states. We're talking about Arizona, Florida, Nevada, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Texas. Several governors have been linking the number of new cases to more testing, and that's very possible. But we should also note more people are being hospitalized with COVID-19 as well, which would not be tied to more testing. In fact, the hospitalizations have been breaking records in most of those states. Reuters also points out the state that's tested the most people per capita in recent weeks is actually New York. And there, the numbers of both infections and hospitalizations are going down. Public health officials say that's because with enough testing, they're catching cases early and people are isolating before spreading COVID-19 further. We also want to specifically mention Oklahoma. That's where President Trump plans to hold an indoor campaign rally this weekend. There's new concern the event will spark a new surge in infections. Already, new cases in that state rose 68% just yesterday. And President Trump says almost a million people have now requested tickets to attend the rally, even though the venue only seats 19,000. So Oklahoma's health commissioner says anyone who plans to attend should get tested before the event, isolate after it, then get tested again. He also urged senior citizens to skip the rally altogether. Tulsa's mayor says he's anxious about the rally but won't try to stop it. But the executive director of Tulsa's health department went further, begging the Trump campaign to cancel completely or at least move the event outdoors. Trump pushed back, though, saying he will not be shamed into canceling and criticized officials for allowing large protests but questioning campaign rallies. To be continued. Well, the president and lawmakers are answering the calls for police reform on a national level, but they're doing it in their own ways. We'll start with the executive order President Trump just signed. It works to reward local police departments who boost training and encourages social workers to join police on calls involving mental health and homelessness. It also has U.S. Attorney General William Barr creating a national database to track officer misconduct. The AP reports President Trump met privately with families of several Black Americans killed by police, and then he announced the executive order alongside uniformed officers and police union officials. He said Black Americans who died at the hands of police have not died in vain, while also showing his strong support for police and continuing to push the importance of what he calls law and order. Civil rights groups and top Democrats say his plan falls short of what's really needed to address systemic racism and brutality. For example, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the order weak tea. Though keep in mind, the president's executive order does not need lawmakers' approval to go into effect. Still, both House Democrats and Senate Republicans are moving forward with their own police reform proposals. In the House, the plan would ban police chokeholds. It would also make it easier for victims of police violence to sue officers and departments for misconduct, and more. Lawmakers in the House could vote on the bill as soon as next week. As for the Senate, Republicans plan to formally introduce the bill today, and in a lot of ways it overlaps with the House proposal, but it's said to be less aggressive. It doesn't include the part that would make it easier to sue police. President Trump says he's willing to work with Congress on additional measures. Protesters have taken over several blocks in the Capitol Hill neighborhood of Seattle for more than a week now. They've set up an encampment meant to show people governing and policing themselves with volunteers and without law enforcement. It started last Monday after clashes between police and those protesting the killing of George Floyd. Eventually, Seattle police pulled back and decided to evacuate the nearby police station. And since then, officers haven't returned. At first, the area was called CHAZ, which stood for the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. The name has since changed to CHOP, which is short for the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. The zone has booths for food, medical supplies, clothing, and even a place for writing to officials demanding change. Some of those staying there say they won't leave until their demands are met, such as defunding the Seattle Police Department by at least 50% and reinvesting that money into community programs. For now, Seattle's mayor is letting this happen. She promised to invest $100 million toward community-based programs that invest in Black youth and adults. Though the transportation director told the Seattle Times, there are still some concerns about what's happening and the complicated demands. Seattle's police chief said if there are threats to public safety, officers will respond. But so far, it seems things have stayed mostly peaceful. The U.S. Justice Department just filed a lawsuit to try and stop a tell-all book from being released to the public. We're talking about the memoir from President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton. It was supposed to come out in just 6 days. But the Justice Department's lawsuit stops that from happening. The lawsuit alleges that Bolton's book contains classified information that could compromise national security if it's published before a government review is complete. But Bolton's attorney says the book does not have anything that's classified. He and the book's publisher accused the White House of using national security as an excuse to censor anything that's unflattering to the president. On Twitter, Bolton shared a statement from the ACLU, saying President Nixon also sued to block the publication of the Pentagon Papers, but that lawsuit was overturned by the Supreme Court. President Trump said going forward, he'll consider every conversation he has as president to be highly classified, though it's not really clear if he can do that. All right, we have more news in just a moment, but first, this episode of The Newsworthy is brought to you by Skillshare. Right now, Skillshare is such a great resource to have so you can stay inspired, express yourself, and connect to a community of creatives with fascinating classes on topics like productivity, creative writing, music, photography, journaling, and much more. And by the way, you don't need a fancy camera for the photography classes. A top class on Skillshare, the one I'm excited about, is called iPhone Photography: How to Take Pro Photos on Your iPhone. I've already taken a few classes related to productivity and managing a remote team, which have given me new ideas, systems, and motivation. Plus, Skillshare is affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. And right now, you can start with 2 free months of premium membership to explore your creativity. Just go to skillshare.com/newsworthy. Again, get 2 free months of premium membership at skillshare.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Researchers may have uncovered a breakthrough that could improve the COVID-19 survival rate. They say a drug that's already widely used and affordable can make a world of difference. It's a steroid called dexamethasone. Reuters reports it's usually given to people suffering from things like arthritis. But now a major study from Oxford University in the UK found it reduced deaths by a third in some of the sickest COVID-19 patients. Although the AP reports it didn't seem to help people with mild symptoms. To be clear, this is just preliminary data. In fact, the study has not been peer-reviewed yet. But the outcome is so promising, the British government immediately authorized its use for COVID-19. Amazon is using artificial intelligence to make sure its workers are staying 6 feet apart. The online retailer has set up sophisticated cameras and monitors in its fulfillment centers. And here's how they work. If employees are at least 6 feet from their colleagues, the monitors will display a green circle around them. But if they're too close, that circle will turn red. So it's a visual way for workers to make sure they're following social distancing guidelines. Amazon is also trying a different tactic. CNBC reports it's testing out a wearable clip that beeps and flashes when people get too close to one another. That will be launched today at one of Amazon's Washington facilities. This comes after the company has faced some criticism for its warehouse working conditions during a pandemic. It sounds like some Americans are ready to spend money again. Retail sales jumped a record 18% between April and May as coronavirus lockdowns lifted across the country. Half of the increase comes from spending on things like cars, restaurants, and bars. But there was also a significant uptick in people buying clothing and furniture. That being said, spending is still not back to pre-pandemic levels. When you look at the big picture, it's actually down 6% from a year ago. A new study says we're probably not alone in this galaxy. Scientists think there's at least 36 alien civilizations in the Milky Way. They say these are complex life forms that are intelligent and able to communicate. To come up with this, Axios reports researchers used Earth as a model for how life may form in other parts of the Milky Way. For example, they looked at the ages of stars, the likelihood they could host Earth-like planets, and the amount of time it takes for intelligent life to form. Through that, scientists determined there are probably dozens of planets that could support life. But even if these aliens exist, don't assume we'll ever interact with them in our lifetime. Scientists think, on average, any sort of civilization would be about 17,000 light years away. All right, that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. Today, we're talking about how small businesses are optimistic about an economic comeback. Nearly three quarters of them expect business to return as usual within 6 months of the country fully reopening. The data came to light in a recent study by an organization called the Connected Commerce Council. It surveyed more than 500 small businesses from different sectors like food service and retail, and it found most are feeling pretty good right now. They were able to adapt to the coronavirus restrictions by switching to online sales and by using Instagram and YouTube for marketing. A third of them said they would not have stayed afloat if they didn't have those virtual options. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And a big thanks to those of you leaving positive reviews on apps like Apple Podcasts, as well as sharing on social media. I see it all, and we so appreciate you helping spread the word and grow this community of listeners who are staying informed. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in today's episode notes in your app or over at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.